gmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on Tuesday, February the 12th, 2019. Guys, just want to remind you, and the reason that I do this is because my wedding anniversary falls on the first of a particular month. And the month before I say it's coming up in June, it's coming up in June, it's coming up. Well, now you know, my wedding anniversary is June 1st. And so all during the month of May, I'm saying it's coming up. And then all of a sudden, you wake up and it is June 1st. And so I'm telling you, Valentine's Day is Thursday. So you want to be making all sorts of mental notes for yourself. We're busy. We have more conveniences now than we've ever had before. And yet, we try to cram more into our day than we ever did before. And sometimes if you cram too much stuff in there, things get pushed out of the frame of mind. Went to a Pastor's Promise Keepers event back in 1996, and they scheduled it for Valentine's Day. And the very first day of the event, they said, "We forgot that it was Valentine's Day. Here is a card for your wife. Would you please fill that out? We're going to mail her a Valentine's Day card for you." And don't forget, put a little bit of ease on the calendar there and make sure that you take good care of the love of your life and be thankful to God for them. Amen. So you are listening to the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening, 10:30 of a morning. We are on WWBC 1510 AM. If you miss one broadcast, you can catch it on those two additional rebroadcasts. Or if you hear something good and you want to hear it again, you can listen to the other broadcasts, or you can go and listen to an on-demand feature on the WMIEFM.com webpage. So want to let you know, Tom Green is going to be preaching for us this Sunday. This will be our missions emphasis week. How many of you remember that we have a great commission? That's what our mission is. It is committing the mission that God has assigned to us, and that is to go into all the world. Not just to the world that looks like us, not just the things that make us feel good. Ours is a universal approach to the gospel. And so if you were to come and get information on Merit Assembly of God's mission program, you will find that it is local, that it is national, and that it is international. You will find that it is not just for the old, it is for the young. Not just for the young, it's for the old. It's not just for people who speak English, it is for people that we go and take the gospel to them in the language that they understand. It's not just sending personnel, we also send resources. And so actually today, I will be traveling with some of our men to our men's missions wing. Light for the Lost is what that is called, and it has two aspects, and that is it is responsible for printing and providing resources for missionaries all across the globe that they can utilize. There is also a men's discipleship program that has been birthed out of that, and the other aspect of it is that we produce study Bibles, Pentecostal study Bibles, in various languages all across the globe. And you would be amazed at how helpful those Bibles are. And so that's what we will be doing today. We'll be traveling with some of our men. We'll have a men's convention here that we'll be attending in the month of May. But today will be just kind of a more sectional gathering. Our section happens to go from Palm Coast to Palm Bay. And so we'll be gathering and hearing about all of the opportunities for ministry that God has for us and men. So at Merit Assembly of God, our children's ministry is involved in missions. Our youth ministry is involved in missions. Our men's ministry is involved in missions, and our women's ministry is involved in missions. And that's because we just want to make sure that we take the gospel to the end of the earth. Everybody deserves to hear the gospel in a manner in which they can understand it so that they can ask Jesus to be the Lord of their life. So that's what's coming up this Sunday. We hope that you will take the opportunity to come and join us. You will see me dressed this weekend like I very rarely dress for a Sunday ever, and that'll be taking place this Sunday, 10:30 of a morning, 6:30 of an evening. And so we hope that you will, if you have the opportunity, you'll come and you'll be a part of what all God is doing. Last year we raised just slightly above $70,000. I think our total missions giving actually was closer to $75,000, and that doesn't include everything. That's just the thing that comes on a few reports that we put together. It was actually higher than that, but we're looking forward to what God's going to do in the future. If you would have asked me 26 years ago, do you think Merit Assembly of God could give that much? I was like, you know what? That's 26. That's almost six times what our budget was our very first year, but God is able. So we're going to talk today about the Lord's Prayer, the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6, verse number 13 says this, "And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." As I was coming in today, I was thinking this thought. There's a lot of people who take portions of Scripture and they only like the first part, or they only like the last part, and so they will only quote a certain part of that. And there is a part of this prayer of the Lord's Prayer that I think if you only took a small little snippet of it would be a pretty accurate statement as to where most people's concept of the Lord leading them in their life would be. And that little snippet would go something like this: "And do not lead us." And do not lead us. Many people have that mindset when it comes to God. They want him to save them from their sins, but they don't really want God to lead them. I hope that by going into this Bible study on the leadership of the Lord, that you and I will see that there is a greater benefit to him leading. There's such a great benefit that we cannot afford for him not to lead us. That's really what I hope our goal is. There are a lot of people who say, follow me, but they forget the second part of that statement where Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. And so our community greatly needs divine leadership, actively leading God's covenant people. We really, really do. And that's going to kind of tie in with where we are in our study of the Lord's, the 23rd Psalm. Let me read it to you from the very beginning today, because we're going to be ending on this today. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over." Verse number 6, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." So we have talked about God leads us as a father, as a holy father. He leads us as a shepherd. He leads us with complete sufficiency. He leads us to rest and serenity and bounty. He leads us to a place of satisfaction. He leads us to a place of emotional restoration. He leads us for the sake of his great name. He leads us so that we do not experience and are paralyzed by fear. He leads us personally. He leads us with direction and protection. He leads us capably. He leads us to health, and he leads us to abundance. And what I have here in verse number 6 that I want to share with you is he leads us for our benefit. He leads us for our benefit. Everything that has been talked about up until this point in time has been about things that the shepherd would do for the sheep. And now verse number 6 says this: surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He leads us in a manner that we can have confidence in his leadership. Have you ever been in a place where you lacked confidence? It will manifest if you are singing a song and all of a sudden you lose confidence that you remember the actual words. It's going to affect the way that you sing, the volume that you sing, the tone. That lack of confidence is going to manifest in the performance of that song. That could be the same thing that takes place on a job. It could be the same thing that takes place in a relationship if you lose confidence in that relationship. It can be the thing that happens if you feel like your health has been compromised. I've had a number of people that have talked about how when their body, the way that they put it is their body betrayed them. It was they had confidence in it, and then all of a sudden they didn't have that confidence. Surely speaks that we are confident that as God leads us, there is more involved in the parade, in the procession, than just him and us. There are some things that are on the way. Today, I want to encourage you today that there are some things that are on the way. They haven't got to where you are yet, but as you are led by God, these are things that are headed for your destination, and that is this: surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He leads us for our benefit. He leads us with confidence, and he leads us continually. Too many people are wanting to compartmentalize their spiritual life and separate it from all of the other aspects of their life. We see that a lot. That's a concept that was very rarely considered up until the past few decades, where people could put their life in a box and be completely and totally detached from the other areas of their life. And when they were occupying, or when they were sitting in a church, they fully expected that they were a child of the living God. And yet when they spent the other 6 days of the week outside of the church, the life that they could lead would be completely detached from the principles of God's word. And people who live like this don't feel any disconnect. They don't feel any remorse about it. And I want you to see that if we will allow God to continually lead us, not just on Sunday morning, not just when the church doors are open, but if we will allow God to lead us continually, we're going to find goodness and mercy are on the way. Goodness and mercy. As I was praying at church here recently, I was saying, you know what, God, we want to grow in mercy. I don't know how you respond to a situation, but when I find myself and my response to a circumstance or a situation isn't what I think Jesus would respond to the situation, then I start crying out for mercy and I say, God, would you help me to grow in this area? There's been an issue that a situation doesn't even involve me personally, but it just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. If you know what I mean, it's some things. Now there are some things that cause righteous indignation inside of me, and I don't apologize for those things. When those situation arises, I want you to know that this easygoing, laid back individual can suddenly show you a different side of my personality, and that is, there are some things that I don't compromise on. I don't compromise on life. When you start attacking the innocent, you're going to find that you're not going to have me as an ally. You're going to have me standing there and say, that's not right. The war on babies in America is something that did not work well for the children of Israel when they were offering their children to idols and making their children pass through the fire. And a lot of that had to do with, it was a side effect of their idol worship. And then they would turn around and say, well, you know, here, I'm just going to offer this. And I'm telling you, there is a definite spiritual element to that that we don't want in America. It will not work well in America. And so that will cause you to see a different side of my personality. We want to stand in agreement with those who are believing for life. I don't want to kill God's promise. I don't want to kill the messenger of God's promise. And I mean, you think about it. They tried to kill Jesus as a baby, and he was the one who was to bring salvation to the entire world. Why would we want to kill our deliverer? It doesn't make any sense to me. So I don't want to go there. That's an area I won't compromise. There are other things where I don't have any jurisdiction. I'm not involved in the process. I don't know the people involved. And yet sometimes a lack of mercy tries to gain a foothold in my life. And it's like, you know what? I'm going to pray that God will help me to grow in mercy. If you and I will allow God to lead us continually, and we will see that we can have confidence in his leadership, we will also then rest in this fact, knowing that goodness and mercy are on the way. Are on the way. I remember hearing a story one time about a pastor, and you know, a person came and said, you know, there's two men following me. And the pastor said, really? He said, yeah, they follow me everywhere I go. And he said, everywhere? He said, yeah. Are they here now? And the person said, yes. And the pastor looked around, and there wasn't anybody there. And he said, are you a child of the living God? And they said, yes. Do you allow the Lord to lead you? And they said, yes. He said, well, I've got great news for you. I can tell you the names of those individuals that are following you. And this person said, well, what are their names? He said, well, Psalm 23 says their names are goodness and mercy. And that person, instead of being intimidated by them, started opening the door and said, you know what? Goodness and mercy is going to come my way, because God is leading. God's never going to lead you to a disastrous place. He's never going to lead you to a debacle. He's never going to lead you to a place that you're not going to be able to say, it is well with my soul. Okay. Verse number 6, and the psalm ends with this manner, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Sooner or later, you and I have to come to the realization of what God's plan is for our life. And we've got to move beyond the short-sighted to get to the eternal view of what the goal is. And the goal is for you and I to dwell in the house of the Lord with the Lord forever. Not just for a little while. Forever. You know, a lot of times when people are getting married, especially young people, I don't think that they necessarily have a concept of forever. I know when my wife and I got married, there were a lot of things that we weren't all that informed about. If I can tell you a joke or a humorous reaction I had, and that is that people were talking about that they fully expect that that they're going to be able to raise life expectancy, and that there's some pretty high numbers out there. One of them I heard recently is that they believe that they can get the average life expectancy up to about 150 years old. And some of them, I believe, go even higher than that. Now, my grandmother lived to be over 100 years old. My parents were telling me that there's a lady that goes to their church that's like 106, something like that. And so when they, I think somebody threw a number out there like 500 or something like that. And I said, you know, there's probably one of two things that are going to happen if people start living to be 500 years old. Either the divorce rate is going to go up really, really high, or the murder rate is going to go up really high, because people at 18 and 19 and 20 and 21 and 22, we don't necessarily have a concept of forever. I believe it is this a limited scope of time understanding that we have that causes children to ask why or how long till we get there when you're taking a road trip, is because their scope of time that they've experienced is only a few years long. And so that means that they've lived a limited number of hours. And you start talking about a 24-hour road trip, to them, that is a huge portion of their life. And I mean, that's a huge investment. You know, we who've lived longer, 24 hours is just another day. But for them, it's a huge investment. Conversely, people on the other age of the spectrum begin to focus on those sorts of things with how much time do I have left. And the less time that they have left on an average lifespan, then it is also a huge investment on their time. The Bible says, teach us to number our days aright. Teach us to number them correctly. And I believe that we really need to get the long-term picture that just because something isn't convenient today doesn't mean that it is not worth doing if it's going to have benefits that are going to impact my eternity, your eternity, other people's eternity. I think sometimes we need to look beyond the immediate to understand the eternal aspect. I believe it was a Francis Chan video that I saw him preaching, and he drug out this long rope, and he said, you know, this rope, like a 50-foot rope or a 100-foot rope, represents eternity. And he took like a red little mark, and he put that line on it, and he says, this is the concept of time right in the middle. We've got this little bitty scope of time. The Bible describes it like a vapor, like a mist. And today, I want you to know that when God leads you, it's not just about the here and the now. He's leading you to his house. because he intends to spend forever with you, with me. Our privilege now is to get to know him. If I can quote an old Christian song, to get to know him now so that when we are promoted into eternity, it's not a huge transition. It's like, I now get to experience what we have planned for all this time. Later this year, there's one of my daughters is going to be getting married. There's all of this preparation that is going on and everything geared towards the wedding. But after the wedding, the marriage still goes on. I want you to know that God is preparing a place for you, and he's preparing a place for me. But it's not just a place. It's not just a change of address form. It is a change in reality where our mortality puts on immortality and our corruptible becomes incorruptible. Our body that is wasting away is no longer decaying. And that which we believe by faith right now, it shall be sight there. And it is about spending eternity with Jesus. What a great... Why does Jesus want to lead us? Because he is the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. You can't get in any other way because in the Gospel of John, Jesus said, anybody who comes in that tries to come in the other way is a thief. Today, don't let the enemy steal your eternal with something that is temporal and fleeting. So I pray that as we've looked at the 23rd Psalm and the aspect of him leading us like a shepherd, that today you'll have greater confidence in his ability to lead, and that you will know that he's leading you for your benefit. He's leading you continually, and you will be able to say like David, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll catch you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
In these battles, Lord, you are my peace. Yes, you are. When I am broken, Lord, my God, you are my strength. You're my strength, yes. You're my love, my God. You're my life. You're my joy.